Running a retail business doesn't have to be so hard. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, the go-to podcast for creative shop owners, studio owners, and independent retailers. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, retail business coach and mentor. Each week, I'll share simple, proven business strategies, inspiring stories from fellow retailers, and advice from industry experts. Together, we're going to work to find the success you want from your retail business with more profits in your till and a little more joy in your life. Hey there, retailers, and welcome to another episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I am your host, Wendy Batten. I'm so happy to have you here with us today. Today, I'm going to be sharing a podcast about wasting time. So let's talk about all the ways that I see, the top three ways, I guess, that I see retailers wasting time. And I'm going to give you some solutions on how to fix that and how to reframe and refocus on really what matters. But before we jump into today's podcast, I received a lovely review here on the podcast. I love when you leave reviews for us, and I would appreciate if you find any value or take any golden nuggets or anything, if you would just leave us a review. It helps us get found by other retailers. And I just love reading them, to be honest. So there was a review last week from Lee Han from The Lemonade Stand. This is such a great podcast for all entrepreneurs, especially creativepreneurs. Helpful tips and very encouraging advice. Wendy creates a sense of community so well, helping those who feel isolated, a common occurrence in the life of an entrepreneur. Thank you, Lee. I'm so grateful for your review. Lee is also a member of our Retailer's Inner Circle. That is my monthly coaching group. So I was excited to see Lee listening to the podcast. She's a great member inside the Retailer's Inner Circle. And of course, as always, you can find out more about our Retailer's Inner Circle on the show notes or at wendybatten.com. I would love for you to join us. But let's get on to today's show. I want to really dig deep into where I see retailers wasting time. So let's go. Okay, my friends, I don't want to waste your time today, but I do want to share common sentiment that I get from many of my coaching clients and those inside my inner circle and my mastermind group. It's a regular occurrence, and it happens to me as well too. I just don't have any time. I hear that every day, right? I'm too busy. I've just got too much to do. There's too many things. I just ran out of time, or I don't have time. Especially when it comes to maybe the more difficult things that we have to do, the back end of our business, or even the accounting or the bookkeeping or looking at the metrics or the data, all the fun things, but those are the things that matter. The pushback that I always get is I ran out of time. When I start digging into where retailers spend their time, which is part of the framework of some of my coaching programs, we realize that it's not that retailers don't have time, so they're choosing to be distracted maybe, or they're choosing to work on things that maybe don't matter. They're focusing on the massive stuff instead of the few things that matter. And again, I'm guilty of it too at times. I have to reframe and refocus and come back quite a bit. Things do go sideways, even with the best laid plans, and no matter how much we schedule, I know that, I understand. But there are a few things that we can do on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a planning basis, and habits that we can get into that will help us stay focused and really concentrate on those things that matter, on the things that will move the needle forward, if you will. I mean, do you really have a squirrel brain? Maybe. Or are you just unfocused and distracted? Maybe, right? I know I have a squirrel brain, and I've shared that on the podcast here before, meaning that ideas pop in and so many things going on. We all have things going on, right? But it's unbelievable the amount of work that we can get done if it's in a distraction-free zone, if I'm in a work zone. It's massive. It really is massive. If I stop wasting time and I start getting focused, and I see it all the time with retailers as well too. So I want to share the top three time wasters, the things that I had to change in my own personal business life, and the things that I see that really make a difference with my retailers. So the number one, can anybody guess? Hands up if you're driving or painting or talking or whatever. Shout out. What do you think the number one biggest time waster is? And here's a hint. If you're in my inner circle, if you're in my retailer's inner circle, we actually had a challenge around this just this week as I'm recording this. And it's our phone. Your phone is such a distraction for most people. Are you addicted to your phone? You might be. So I was, I think, at some point in time, and I do see a lot of my retailers, and the conversation that was happening inside my inner circle around, wow, how much time are we spending on our phones? It's crazy. So if we can remove the temptation, if we can remove those distractions just from our phone alone, it's unbelievable how much time we will regain. So I wanted to give you some tips. I said I wasn't just going to tell you what the time wasters were, but I'm going to share some tips on how we can maybe adjust our thinking around our phone, or how we can use the phone for good instead of for bad, and retrain our brain. Actually, we do need to, you know, we do need phones. Everybody's going to say they need their phone. They have to have their phone. But we can run businesses off of our phone, not off of our phone. We can run businesses off of our computer. We do not need a phone to run our business full time. So I want you to flip that mindset. And I want you to think about, do you really think like big CEOs are sitting there on their phone all day long doing things, getting distracted and, you know, answering text messages and every DM that comes in and every notification that pops up? No. If you want to move your business forward, you need to be focused on the things that matter, and answering DMs all day long is not what matters, or getting lost on Instagram and all those things. So a couple of things that I do, and I've seen other retailers do, leave your phone in another room when you're working on things that are important. If you are sitting down to create your workshop schedule for the quarter, if you are sitting down to review your budgets, if you are sitting down to plan out your marketing and promotions, if you have a focused task at hand, leave your phone in another room. Just this week, I had one of my retailers say, you know, he took up the challenge a little bit and he left the phone in one room and he was remerchandising his store. And, you know, within 2 hours, maybe, I think he said 2 or 3 hours, he got so much done. Everything, you know, the whole shop was organized and feeling good. And he hadn't spent any time. He hadn't even gone to check his phone. Now, you and I know, as you know, as busy retailers, that normally we would be checking our phone, something would ding, something would pop up, you know, and that 2 hours of merchandising might turn into 4 or not get done or just be a stressor, right? So leaving your phone in another room while you're doing a task, an important task, is going to help you immensely. Another thing is, and this one you might not like me after I tell you about this, but another thing is looking at your screen stats. How many hours a week are you on your phone? When I started checking mine, and you can do this in the settings on your phone. If you have an iPhone, I know for sure that you can do this, and I've been told that it works with Android as well. But if you look at the amount of time you've spent on your phone in 1 week, it might shock you. Mine was really, really high. I can't remember. I was trying to go back and remember how bad it was at one point in time. But I really pay attention to my screen time now on my phone. I'm really conscious of it. The report comes up every week. It pops up on my screen. I don't even know like what day mine pops up, but another retailer in my inner circle said that hers pops up every Sunday while she's at church. It's not funny, but she's like, uh-oh, it's like a message, you know, telling her like, anyway, it's a message. I thought it was funny when she was sharing that she said, you know, her screen stats pop up and it's always shocking to her how much time she spends on the phone. So play a game with yourself, maybe, you know, challenge yourself. I know if you're an entrepreneur, you're probably used to challenges and challenging yourself and doing hard things. So maybe make it a challenge or a goal or, a focus to reduce that time. I set my phone up as well. I set limits up on my phone. So personally, I have a 45-minute max on Instagram daily. So that sounds like a lot to me still, 45 minutes, but it pops up and it says, "Hey, Wendy, you've been 45 minutes on Instagram." And I know we like to use the excuse that Instagram is part of our business, or, "Oh, I have to be on my phone, it's part of my business." But truly, do I need to be on Instagram 45 minutes? No. If I really am just doing my work, I like to follow all my retailers. So I do spend a lot of time being specific about going into retailers' Facebook and Instagram pages just to keep up with what they're doing, all my clients. But I don't need to be spending 45 minutes. Just like everybody else, I get down that rabbit hole of, "Ooh, that's pretty. Ooh, that's fun. Oh," and then I scroll, scroll, scroll. And I have to be super conscious of it. I have noticed a big difference in my output of work that matters. And I've also seen that in my retailers when they start really paying attention to the amount of time that they are spending on certain social media apps. So that time limit, you can set it again in your settings, see what you are at right now, and just reduce it down. So you can set it, from my understanding, I can't remember all of the details, but you can even set it so you can't go on Instagram after whatever the time is that you set it for. I once heard Michael Hyatt say that he locks himself out, like after an hour, he can't go back on Instagram after an hour. So I can, but it makes me very aware of how much time I'm spending on Instagram or Facebook or anything, having those time limits. So it's called an app limitation. And again, it forces me to just be aware. And as soon as that thing pops up and it says, like, it literally pops right up in the middle of an Instagram post, and it'll say, "You've been on here for a while now. It's been 45 minutes today." So it just, again, it's just something to bring awareness to me. And then it makes me sort of like, shut it down, get back to work. Another thing is a big, big thing, another big helpful tip that might help you with your phone addiction or the time that you spend and are wasting on your phone is your notifications. Having like those little pop-up, you know, everything dinging, like I cannot even imagine. I've turned all my dings off. I call them dinging. You know what I mean? All the buzzes and beeps and bells and whistles that go off. That's super distracting. I don't have the science to explain to you about, distractions. And I mean, I just know that it is a thing that once our brain goes sideways, right? Once it goes off the task we're on, it's really hard to bring it back. But the distraction with those notifications means that we like, oh, somebody's texting me. I should text them right back right now. You don't need to do that. Very few people, unless it's maybe your children. But honestly, do we really need to like drop everything and text and email and everything right away? No. In the world before phones, there was a world before phones, my friends. You know, we ran businesses, we ran households, we ran, lives, and everything was fine. It's okay to put your phone in another room, turn off your notifications, and just check them when you're finished. So I want to give you that permission slip to be okay about turning off all your notifications. I have removed email from my phone. I don't like doing email on my phone. I only check my email 2 or 3 times a day because I get a lot of email, clients, all the things, right? I have removed all of my email accounts from my phone. And I also, for a period of time, removed Facebook when I was like feeling like I was living on Facebook and had to respond. I removed Facebook. Now, that might be drastic or scary or you cannot imagine for yourself, but, it really did make a big difference. I did put Facebook back on mostly because if I'm traveling or I'm doing anything, like I'm traveling all the time nowadays, but anyway, but when I'm away from my computer, but I set limits on when I'm going to answer emails. I set limits on social media. And that'll come to another point that I'm going to make here, but I just, I'm not a slave to it anymore. And nothing horrific has happened to my business. Just want to share that. You can set downtime limits on your phone. I think that's just iPhones right now, but you can like shut your phone down from say like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. or something. And the only thing that's available, I think, is phone and text at that time. I don't do that. I'm thinking about it, but I don't do that. But really great conversation inside my inner circle this week about, I didn't realize and I didn't see that. And just being intentional about not wasting your time on your phone, it's going to make a big difference in your business. It really will. Or even your life, right? I mean, when we feel like we're not getting things done and then we don't have time at the end of the day, it's because Well, we spent 2.5 hours on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it was when we should have been working on our workshops or doing something for our business or re-merchandising our shop or getting our product unpacked. All of these things, they do matter. So being super conscious about where we spend our time and on keeping our phone away from us while we're working. So just remember and ask yourself if you're addicted to your phone. And if the thought of putting your phone on airplane mode is giving you like hives, that's an addiction problem. So I'm not declaring you an addict. That's not what I mean, but it is a problem. And I really like, it's really important to start thinking about how much do you really need to be on your phone? So it's okay not to answer every single thing at the very moment that it happens. And if you think about it, being distracted every time one of those bings and bongs and things happen, it's really, really, really affecting your business in the big picture of things. So if you want to be super focused or more focused, do something with your phone. So put these and turn these notifications off, watch your screen stats, leave your phone in another room. Just be super aware of what you're doing with your phone and how much time you're on your phone. So that's the first biggest time waster. That is probably the number one time waster that I see with a lot of retailers. The second time waster is, now this is a big one, not batching your work. And by this, I mean, again, almost like when we talked about we're merchandising and then we answer our phone and then we're overdoing this and then we're overdoing that, we're bouncing around, we're unpacking product and then we're trying to do social media and then we sit down to pay bills and then we start cleaning something else and then, a client walks in and then we put a coat of paint on a piece of furniture. If we're all over the place, really, it's really hard to get focused and into and deep into one task and check it off, right? It's really hard. Then we end up with a whole day worth of things not done and I didn't get anything done. And I don't know, like I feel like I worked all day and I was really busy and I was running around with my head cut off, but I didn't accomplish anything. So one of the really big mindset strategies, I guess, I don't even know. Is this a strategy? I'm not sure. But and I should know that. But anyway, you get what you get with me, right? But it's not a strategy, I guess. But one of the mindset studies is if we do get distracted on a project, it's really hard to come back to it. It's really hard if you're in the middle of doing your bookkeeping and you're getting everything set up and you're whatever you're doing and you kind of get in the zone, right? Maybe you're just doing 3 or 4 things or you're paying your bills or whatever you're doing, and then you stop that. And then you go and serve a client. And then you come back and you're like, oh, where was I? What was I doing? And then, did I pay that? And then it takes you a while to sort of refocus and come back to center or come back to what you were working on. Now, I can hear you thinking, well, if a customer comes in, I have to serve them. This is why we don't do that work when we're supposed to be serving our clients. This is why we schedule time for and batch our work. So all of our office work should be done at a sitting with our phone in the other room, sitting down, focusing, do all the, I call them menial tasks, but you know what I mean? All the book work or all the paying bills and all of that at one specific time. And then maybe you're doing all of your merchandising and store stuff at another time, unpacking product. And it's really freeing as well. And I've shared this before, when you have a plan in place, when you know, okay, I don't have to worry about paying the bills right now because I know I'm doing that Tuesday afternoon at, in the afternoon, that's when I'm doing that. It's very like, it floats that worry off your shoulder. I don't know if I'm very imaginative when it comes to and creative when it comes to thinking about my work, but I don't have to worry about that particular thing anymore because I know it's going to get done tomorrow afternoon. So a lot of retailers batch their business and their creative or shop time into different buckets, like big time buckets. There's actually a saying, be a maker in the morning and a manager in the afternoon or whatever. That comes from the book, The One Thing, right? Working on one thing, having your brain in the zone of one thing. So again, being a maker in the morning, a manager in the afternoon, or a manager in the morning, or a maker in the afternoon, or whatever that is. one of my clients, and just to give you an example of how she works this, is she has batched out her week in that Monday morning is her CEO morning. I'm a big believer in CEO dates, as you know, we've talked about that on other episodes. So she does Monday morning CEO dates, no exception. I do as well, actually. So Monday mornings are completely blocked for planning, growing, business structure, business management, you know, all the things that a CEO needs to be doing to grow the business. And in the afternoon, on like Monday afternoon, I think she said, you know, she has that blocked off to spend time with her kids, you know, and then so she doesn't feel guilty working in the morning because this afternoon she knows that's when she's playing with her kids or whatever she's doing with her children. Then on Tuesdays, she knows like, and she's got staff coverage for the shop for these days, or she's not open, or, you know, whatever. She's figuring all this out. And then, you know, same thing on Tuesday. She's doing Facebook Live sales on Tuesday. So Tuesday mornings are to set up, and that's all she concentrates on. She's not worrying about paying bills and doing other things and, you know, ordering and all of that stuff, because she knows she has that stuff blocked at a certain time to do it during the week. It is super freeing. Takes a little time to get used to batching, but doing all of your ordering at one time, doing all of your bookkeeping at one time, doing all of your bill paying at one time, doing all of your, if you're a creative, if you're a paintpreneur and you're, you know, sitting down, and this is what I always did. I did all of my prep work for all of my pieces at once when you can, you know, it's, of course things happen, but looking at your calendar and batching your time. And again, just the simple thought of, you know, maker in the morning and creative in the afternoon, or manager in the morning and shopkeeper in the afternoon, whatever you need to do, however you need to think of it, be working on one thing, have your mind on one thing. When I'm sitting at my desk and I'm doing this particular job, this is what I'm working on. You'll get so much more done. You'll be high-fiving yourself. And if this happens to you, I want you to send me an email and say, hey, this worked for me. I'm like really, really happy. You know, and this might mean that you have to start thinking about hiring more staff to cover things, or maybe a babysitter to cover some shifts in your house so that you can do those CEO dates or whatever that is for you. But blocking out your one thing, ideally in the morning, to be honest, the biggest time for big movement of your business is the morning, but everybody's different, right? So, but this really does give you, a comfort over all the chaos that's kind of going on in your head when you're trying to think of all the things. And it's a habit. It's going to take you a little time to get used to that. But, you know, time blocking all your ordering and all your bill paying and everything, it's going to make you feel good, I promise. Okay. So number three of the biggest time waster, honestly, it's working on non-revenue generating things. So I'll say it again. The third biggest time waster that I see with my retailers, and I've caught myself in the same trap as well, working on non-revenue generating things. So I can hear you now. Well, it's all important. It's all important, right? But it's really not. If you find yourself spending 3 hours creating Canva graphics or 6 hours cleaning your shop after, you know, a busy weekend, or, you know, there's things that we do. One of my retailers recently, you know, she said she's spending hours and hours and hours trying to get the perfect pictures for Facebook posts. That is not revenue generating. And I know you're going to say, well, we do have to have good pictures to put on Facebook, but really we don't have to have, you know, they're not going on an art gallery wall. They're not being framed and going on an art gallery wall. They have to be adequate for Facebook, good lighting, edit them on your app and post them. You know, these things that we are obsessing about and we take a long time, that is not a revenue generating item. That's not something that we are doing and wasting our time. Also, I mean, it's important. We need to do the pictures. Don't get me wrong. We need to clean the shop. We need to do the Canva graphics. But we don't. If you're finding yourself spending hours and hours and hours doing something that it needs to be done, I need this invitation for this event, I need to have it scheduled, I need to get a graphic, I need to do it, and it's taking you 3 hours of your very important CEO day time, there's other better uses of your time, my friend. So this is where we have to start either being okay with done is better than perfect, or we need to hire some things out. And I know that also scares some people, but if we hire out things that other people can do, what can you do with that time? So I have one retailer, she does a lot of custom work and she spends hours and hours and hours prepping furniture. So those of you that are listening that are furniture painters, you know what I'm talking about. Hours and hours and hours. And is it a revenue generating project? Yes. But when you really pull it down, the 6 hours that she spent, you know, working on several projects and cleaning up and all that, she could have been doing something else. Her skill, her high level skill is not prepping furniture, right? So bring in somebody for $10, $15 an hour and get them to prep your furniture. You can come in and finish if that's what you need to do. And when you have those hours, you can be doing CEO level work. That's more higher level revenue generating work. So not spending a lot of time doing things that you could hire out. Mopping the floors in your shop. Again, I have a retailer that just recently hired somebody to, you know, come in and mop the floors, you know, for her weekly. And it's like the biggest, first of all, freedom off of her shoulder. That is not her zone of genius, mopping her floors of her beautiful shop. Like she, so while it does cost her money and it is, you know, it is going to be an expense for her having somebody come in, the amount of marketing, the amount of work that she can do, looking at her metrics, working on, you know, her marketing and promotions, bringing in new product lines, connecting and collaborating, serving her clients. Maybe those are just hours that she can, you know, use for working with her clients. And that is better. Her zone of genius is not mopping the floors and it's not making her money. So it's now she's paying somebody to do that. So she has the freedom to do things that are going to make her money. So, you know, now she's creating sales and, you know, working on her sales and promotions and just working on more higher level, we call them CEO level jobs. And of course, we've chatted about CEO level jobs before. And it's just really, it's really empowering to see retailers setting down those things and hiring people to help them or not wasting the time on them. So again, if you are not in a position to hire or it's just not something you want to hire, be super intentional and be super aware of how much time am I spending? Like, is this really a 3-hour job that I should be working on Canva? No. So if it's not going to make you a lot of money, if it's not something that's a revenue, high level revenue job, don't waste your time on it. Just do it quick, get it done. Again, I often joke and say, you've heard me, if you've been in my inner circle or if you've been in my world for very long, you've heard me say, you know, a B-plus job is okay. It doesn't always have to be an A-plus job. And this is coming from somebody who usually loves things done in a higher level. But if I waited till everything was perfect, this podcast would not be a thing. It would not be it's never perfect. I hum and haw and all the things. And bless you, Steve, who's listening to this right now, who's my editor. And I'm sure he tries to fix them. But you know what? Done is better than perfect for us, right? So I would rather get the information out to you than be super professional and perfect all the time, right? It's just the same with your branding, the same with all of the things that you do. So taking those pictures for your Facebook page, you don't need to spend 3 hours to take 3 or 4 pictures for your Facebook post. Now, if they're for something else, maybe they're for your website. And, you know, yes, we want to have beautiful photos. Don't get me wrong, but I just don't want you to waste time on things that are not revenue generating. So done is better than perfect. What do they say? What's the perfect is the enemy of good. Is that the right saying? Anyway, I'm not sure if that's the right saying, but I just want to make sure that you understand that we need to get our work out there. We need to get moving. We need to keep moving forward and we don't need to be doing jobs that are wasting our time. And I don't mean wasting our time, but just get it moving forward. So those are our 3 biggest time wasters. So I'm going to recap them for you. The first biggest time waster, our phones, right? And I shared some tips on how to get rid of those distractions and how to set limits and to be super conscious and kick it out, put it in the other room if you have to. The second biggest time waster is not batching our work, right? So be a maker in the morning, a manager in the afternoon. Try to focus on one thing at a time, batch all of those things. So if you're going to work on social media, batch all that social media and it's one and done, right? So really, really, really focusing in on keeping our mindset on the type of task that we're working on. It's going to make all the difference, I promise. And then the third time waster is working on non-revenue generating things, all the things in our business that are just wasting our time and not worth the 3 or 4 hours that we should be working on it and sticking to our zone of genius maybe and moving forward because done is better than perfect. So there you have it. I hope you found some insight maybe here. I hope that you have taken away something. I would love to know if you are addicted to your phone or if you batch your work. I'd love to continue this discussion. I would love to know your ways of battling through all of these things. And if you know how you're batching your work or what you're batching or where you struggle with any of these things, this is always a great topic of discussion. We always continue the conversation over in my free Facebook group called Rockstar Creatives. Every Thursday, we have a post that goes up for the topic of the week. I pop in live quite a bit. It's some great conversations over there on the podcast topic. So we'd love to have you there if you're not a member already. And also, as always, I want to remind you that my Retailer's Inner Circle community that we work together on these types of problems. And again, this week we had a challenge talking about the phone and the conversation inside that inner circle is just amazing. It's such an amazing group. And I invite you to check it out, see what we're all about at the Retailer's Inner Circle. And that's, of course, at wendybatten.com. And as always, if I can support you in any way with your business, please reach out. All of the information that we talked about today will be in the show notes with some links and a link to my website and page so you can reach out anytime. I love hearing from you. I love when you leave us a review. And hopefully you found this helpful and I hope you're having a fantastic day. Please reach out if I can support you in any way. Talk to you soon. See you next week. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so glad that you're here to join us this week, and I hope you found value in what we're sharing here. I want to remind you that our website has all of the show notes. You can find it at wendybatten.com/podcast. Everything that you need to hear about today's podcast is there. Also an opportunity if you need to reach out to me. If I can support you in any way whatsoever, please feel free to reach out. Make sure you join our Rockstar Creatives Facebook group. We will continue the conversation over there weekly. So thanks for joining us. Please leave a review, subscribe if you can, and never miss an episode. We hope to see you back here again next week. Thanks, my friend. Have a great week.